I give honor to the fourth throne of God, and I'm very happy to be here this Sabbath day. I have been given the task of presenting on the spirit of meekness, the testimonies of Jesus Christ, his Sermon on the Mountain. Matthew 5, verse 5 tells us, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." The word meek is described as quiet, gentle, not easily imposed on, and submissive. Therefore, a meek person is patient and gentle, slow to anger and wrath. This meek person is also humble and harmless as a dove. Christ was meek. He was lowly in heart when he walked the earth. We must be just like Christ in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We must be humble as a small child. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus begins with the Beatitudes. The third Beatitude is, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." The word blessed would not only mean to have earthly happiness, such as your basic necessities and the things that you are in need of in order to survive, but spiritual happiness as well. When a person is meek, their actions do not display wrath or harm. Meekness has been demonstrated throughout the Bible by a lot of leaders of God. Let's take, for example, our brother Moses. In Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, it tells us that Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Moses had a very difficult task at hand, and with all of the many troubles, such as him having to stand up to the strongest leader in Egypt, he was faced with all of these troubles, and he was still the most meek man on the face of the earth. Paul was not always a converted man of God, but when he was finally knocked down in Damascus and realized the error of his ways, he began to obey God and even began to preach the word of God. And in 2 Corinthians 10, 1, he tells the people that he beseeched them by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Now, some of us may equate meekness as being weak or associated with an attitude of allowing everyone to run over you. But that is not the case. Some of the strongest men who have lived have been very meek. What these men did was put their strength under control and choose meekness over anger and destruction. When you are meek, you are walking according to the testimonies of Christ. You are the elect of God. 2 Colossians 3:12. "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering." So when one is meek, they are successful at resisting what may be the natural desire to rebel, fight, push ourselves forward, or have it our way, and instead we submit. Now, all of the above is showing meekness with our actions, but we must show meekness in our speech as well. The things we say can lead to strife, offense, and violence, but we have a weapon against that, and that's found in Galatians 5, verses 22 through 25. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." We must have a quiet spirit. The words we say must be gentle and harmless as well. We must not cut people or break people down with our words. Meekness and humility is a cure. A soft answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. Our words should not be corrupt, but instead good for building up, so that it is graceful to those who hear. Set a guard over your mouth and be watchful over your lips, as a gentle tongue is a tree of life. Do not be careless with your speech. With this I leave you with, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. With all loneliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Amen.